I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ.
God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and His blood has made me whole.
In the New Testament, the words free, make free, and made free originate from the Greek word eleutherus, which properly means unrestrained, that is, not a slave. Slavery was very common in the Roman Empire, and for one to be eleutherus, or not a slave, was not to be taken for granted. The understanding of this word and its usage in the scripture explains why the Jews were so offended when Jesus told them, "The truth shall make you free," John 8:32. They immediately objected to this statement because they knew it implied they were slaves. They responded to Jesus saying, "We be Abraham's seed and were never in bondage to any man. How do you say, 'You shall be made free'?" John 8:33. Literally, they were asking, "How can you say that you will make us not to be slaves?" Jesus' answer only increased their offense. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant or slave of sin." John 8:34. Jesus was pointing out that the actions of sin are merely acts of obedience to the power of sin that reigns in a person's heart. The Apostle Paul confirms this type of slavery, saying, "Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants or slaves you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness." That's Romans 6:16. The Apostle Peter also identifies this connection between sin and slavery, saying, "They themselves are the servants or slaves of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage." That's 2 Peter 2:19. Sin is not just a fleshly action. It is an outward obedience to the depravity which reigns in a person's heart. Jesus gave every slave to sin a promise, saying, "If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." John 8:36. No honest reading of this passage can deny that Jesus was promising to deliver us from slavery to sin. The Apostle Paul also was very clear that the redeemed are no longer slaves to sin. He said, "Sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace." Romans 6:14. He builds on this statement, saying, "Being then made free from sin, not a slave to sin, you became the servants of righteousness," Romans 6:18. If you are truly under grace, sin is no longer your master, but righteousness now reigns in your heart. Paul reaffirms this again, saying, "But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life." That's Romans 6:22. Holiness is not a struggle for those whom Christ has made free. It is simply the natural fruit of a walk in Christ. On this one issue, almost all Christian movements agree. As a whole, the Catholic, along with the Protestant, the Baptist, along with the Pentecostal, the Reformist, along with the Charismatic, and every other established Christian group I know, reject that Jesus actually makes us free from sin. My question to such is, why do you act like Jesus lied about this? Either he makes us free from sin, or he leaves us in bondage to sin. Either he told the truth, or he lied. Which do you believe? I know a man of God named Curtis Nestegard, who for years as a minister in Alaska struggled with unclean lust and desires. These lusts were so powerful that he thought they would completely destroy him. Other ministers told him, "These struggles are just the way it is." He continually sought God for an answer until God gave him understanding of the 6th chapter of Romans, where Paul clearly tells us that our old man is crucified with Christ, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Romans 6, verse 6. When he saw that our deliverance from sin is the reason Jesus went to the cross, his struggles ceased and every sinful lust departed. He saw the truth, and it made him free. As he attempted to share the glory of what Christ had done for him with other ministers, he found none who would believe it. Finally, a minister said, "Brother, I don't know anyone who walks in the victory you claim God has given to you." "That may be so," Brother Nestegard replied, "but I am not going to give mine up." Don't let someone else's unbelief rob you of the freedom Jesus Christ purchased for you with his own blood. I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ.
Though 10,000 angels sing, with every voice lifted in praise, while eternity unfolds, they can never tell the whole of God's amazing grace.
I invite you to join us for Spring Camp Meeting 2026 at Calvary Outreach Church in Conroe, Texas. This will be April 16th through 19th. Over 4 days, there will be 11 services in the presence of Almighty God. We have free rooms available upon request. Just come stay for the whole meeting and let us all worship God in the glory of his presence. For more information, you can email us at contact@clchurch.org or call us 281-572-9200.